This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, December 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Johansson out at California Farm Bureau. Chile's export threat to California and Grassley leave crop insurance alone. Johansson is out at California Farm Bureau. The California Farm Bureau had a leadership shakeup yesterday, removing Jamie Johansson as president and electing Shannon Douglas to replace him. The Farm Bureau announced the results on social media but has yet to issue a statement. Douglas has served as vice president since 2017, the same year Johansson became president. She runs a beef cattle ranch in Orland with her husband and grows walnuts, corn, and forage crops. She found her way to agriculture through 4-H, the Young Cattlemen's Association, and California Women for Agriculture, where she built relationships with other rising leaders. The move comes as the Farm Bureau gears up for 2024 policy battles. The legislature will return to several contentious water bills next month, and the Farm Bureau is jumping into an expensive debate over a new tax proposal on the ballot next year. California is also in the national spotlight as more of the state's policies find their way to other states and to the federal administration. Now keep in mind, the Bureau elected a woman as president hours before the Almond Board's new female leader, Clarice Turner, took the stage for the first time at its annual conference. You can read about Johansson's last speech as president in the AgriPulse West newsletter, hitting inboxes later this morning. California fends off invasive species threat from Chile. At the California Farm Bureau annual meeting, Johansson raised alarms over Chile dropping a fumigation rule for table grapes. California is inundated with invasive species this year, and Johansson worried the situation would grow worse under the proposal. He was frustrated that the state's growers are meeting a steady stream of new regulatory requirements while countries with more relaxed rules are funneling cheaper foods into the U.S. According to the California Table Grape Commission, Chile would drop the requirement that its growers fumigate grapes before exporting them to the U.S. That led USDA to pause its engagement with Chile on the regulations, and the commission is urging USDA to abandon the proposal altogether. Commission President Kathleen Knave said the charge would introduce a significant risk for potentially devastating infestations. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. A new season of deep dive launches. AgriPulse is launching a third season of its award-winning Deep Dive podcast that to offer listeners unique insights on key subjects shaping the current farm and policy landscape. The five-part podcast series will focus on five farm and food policy drivers, including in-depth looks at the Commodity Credit Corporation and the fund's use during the Trump administration, the impact of various animal health emergencies, the shifts in agricultural risk management, the evolution of agricultural finance, and how conservation policies role in farm policy since the days of Hugh Hammond Bennett. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Grassley, leave crop insurance alone. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa has not given up on his years-long effort to tighten payment limits for farm bill commodity programs. But he doesn't support means-testing crop insurance, an issue that got fresh attention this week with the release of a new report from the Government Accountability Office. I'm going to go by what I've heard from farmers for the last 2 years. Leave crop insurance alone. Just keep it going the way it is. And I think that's the stand I've taken, as Grassley spoke to reporters yesterday. He noted that farmers pay a portion of the program's cost in the form of premiums, which isn't the case with commodity programs. GAO says Congress could save $15 million a year by reducing premium subsidies for farmers who have adjusted gross incomes above $900,000. House Ag to hear from lawmakers. The House Agriculture Committee is holding a hearing today to listen to the concerns from lawmakers who are not on the panel. As of yesterday, more than 20 House members had signed up to appear at the hearing, spanning the ideological spectrum. Among those set to talk to the committee, Democrats Earl Blumenauer of Oregon and Don Beyer of Virginia, as well as Republicans Dan Newhouse of Washington, Matt Rosendale of Montana, and Roger Williams of Texas. Members sought for Supply Chain Competitiveness Committee. The International Trade Association is seeking nominations for its advisory committee on supply chain competitiveness, particularly representatives of workers in the supply chain and representatives from the agriculture and cold chain sectors, the ITA said in today's Federal Register. Members of the committee represent companies, organizations, and stakeholders involved in the U.S. supply chain, ITA said. Members are not compensated for their service or reimbursed for their travel expenses. The committee meets about every quarter. USDA makes investments in tribal nations. As a part of the White House Tribal Nations Summit in Washington the next 2 days, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack plans to announce measures to strengthen food sovereignty for tribal nations, as well as investments of $68 million in forest management. Through a pilot, USDA is looking at barriers to selling tribally produced bison to USDA as a part of government contracts and better support local small and mid-sized bison herd managers. Four tribal nations are receiving indigenous animals harvesting and meat processing grants in the first round of funding announcements, with funding directed at Alaska, Southern Oregon, and Northern California and Montana. Indigenous food sovereignty is really the ability for tribes to maintain their traditional food systems and really have the independence that they need in choosing how to feed their tribal nations, says Heather Dawn Thompson, USDA Director at the Office of Tribal Relations. Unfortunately, historically, the federal government has played a devastating role in disrupting indigenous foods. The Forest Service has signed 120 new co-sponsorship agreements, nearly tripling the annual investments with tribal communities to $68 million. That's up $20 million from the last fiscal year and will help tribes take action to improve watersheds and wildlife habitat and address conditions that fuel destructive wildfires. Well, here's today's He Said It. Zoom is begging their people to come back to the office 3 days a week. That Buddy Ketchner, a consumer trends analyst at Studio 1157. In an Allman conference talk, Ketchner explained that the work from home era has shifted people away from on-the-go snacks like almonds. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, December 6th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.